Well, we had a pony that we'd done that way, and I took care of him just like he was a baby.
Oh, I've always wanted a horse all my life. Well, every Christmas, I asked my parents for a horse, and they never would give me one. Of course, we didn't have a place for it.
My little granddaughter, 8 years old, got one.
Oh.
And she's so proud of that horse.
Will you tell her I envy her?
I wish she was here. My adopted granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
Here's a letter she wrote to that little girl that was playing out there yesterday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
I think it's kittens, one dog, and one horse. My name is Jackie.
Janelle Wheeler.
Janelle Wheeler. What does she go by, Jackie?
Jackie's what we call her.
Uh-huh. I had a friend named Janelle one time. She was such a sweet person. I've always liked that name.
Well, I wanted to name to call her Janelle, but her daddy wants her to be called Jackie.
Yeah.
Because his name was Jack, you see.
Oh.
Well, they adopted her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says she's... What is it she says she is? They've got one of these walkie-talks in the car.
Yeah.
And when she talks on it, I forgot what Geneva said she called herself on it.
Oh, I'd like to hear that. Yeah, everybody has to have a name sometimes.
And Geneva told me her name and Jack's too, but I forgot every one of them now. But her friend's name is Bobby Doll, Barbie Doll.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there was supposed to be something sort of funny.
And that's what her husband always called her, Barbie Doll.
Uh-huh.
And that's what her friend goes by. But I just kept that because I thought it's so good, and that's good writing for an 8-year-old kid.
Yeah, that is.
She can just might near beat her grandma. Of course, it's just print, but it ain't gonna be.
Still, it's readable. I mean, you know.
And she's in third grade, and this is her second year in school.
She must be a smart little old kid.
She's too smart for her own good.
Oh, man.
I really do, because one night, you believe it or not, one Saturday night, she spent the night with me. And she said, Grandma, when I get married, said my children be your grandchildren too, won't they? I said, yeah, they'd be Grandma's great-grandchildren. Well, she said, well, I want you to know one thing, Grandma. I can't have any children till I get married. She's got sense enough that she knows that she ain't supposed to have it.
Funny.
Well, that's funny. She wasn't about 7 years old. She said, I want to tell you one thing, though, Grandma. I said, I won't have any children until I get married.
Just want you to know. Uh-huh. Just want you to be well informed there.
Yeah, she said, yeah. I have to have a man first, and I have to get married.
What did you say?
I said, that's right, my darling. And I said, you keep it that way, baby.
That's right. Keep that in mind.
I said, you keep that way down deep. See, her mother was married and had a 9-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. And she was a divorcee. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason she had to give this baby away.
Oh, I see.
Her husband would have took the little boy away from her if she'd have kept it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
Well, she told my nephew that. Uh-huh. My nephew's the one who got the baby for Geneva.
Uh-huh, I see. They didn't get it through an agency? Uh-huh. They just found out
there? Got it right here in Denton.
Oh, that's great.
From Flo Hospital when she was a week old.
Huh. Well, that's something.
And she has been a doll all of her life. She was just as black-headed. You can see in that baby picture up there, just as black-headed as she can be.
She's not black-headed anymore.
She's blonde now.
Yeah.
Golden blonde.
That's strange.
Long, golden blonde curls. You can see right there what kind of hair she is now.
Yeah.
Here's the last picture she had made.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now, that's what I remember. Sweet looking little thing.